This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Fans of Raleigh-based American Aquarium are in for a treat as lead singer and songwriter B.J. Barham embarks on a tour to promote his solo recording, Rockingham.
Won't you take me back to where I'm from? Where the air's as thick as tobacco gum.
That's the title song from a collection about hard-scrambled, blue-collar North Carolinians who live out their lives working on farms, in auto parts stores in small towns, and in tobacco factories. BJ plays the Lincoln Theater in Raleigh tomorrow night and joins me now. Good morning.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm all right. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me in.
So you wrote these songs about home while you were far away in Europe. At what point did you go, these are not American Aquarium songs, I'm going to do a record?
We were in Europe last fall. And we were actually in Belgium the night the Paris attacks happened. And they stopped our show a little early. We got back in the van, booked it back across to Holland. And we had a couple of days off, and I wrote the record there. And I was missing home. I was missing the people at home. I had my wife. I had my family. And they just poured out, and they were too personal. American Aquarium songs are, don't get me wrong, American Aquarium songs are extremely personal, like kind of autobiographical songs. But this is about a place that only I had. Usually the band songs, the boys remember the stories that I'm telling from the nights that I'm telling them. But this is very much a personal thing.
Unfortunate Kind is a pretty and heartbreaking love story. And you do find a silver lining in there. Is that hard to find in some of these lives and some of these stories that you tell?
For sure. Unfortunate Kind is an example of me getting a song right. You know, as a songwriter, you try to tell the most honest, transparent story you can. And Unfortunate Kind, I've been playing that for the last few months live, and I've watched grown men cry, I've watched women cry, I've watched teenagers, adults. It's a song that resonates. And as a songwriter, that's your ultimate goal. Your ultimate goal is to write a story, whether it be fictional or autobiographical, that relates to other people in their lives. And The Unfortunate Kind is just a really kind of like stark look at the reality that time doesn't wait for us. Time waits for nobody. And that the older we get, no matter how much you're in love, one of you, something's going to go wrong. And in this case, it's a wife who starts forgetting who her husband is. And he's there every day for her to try to remind her. But, you know, the older we get, you know, bad things start to happen.
Yeah.
And this is just an example of a guy and a girl who, when they first started, just wide-eyed, had the whole world at their hands. And, you know, 40 years later, she can't remember who he is.
Then you got sick, and things just weren't the same. There were days I'd come to visit, you didn't even know my name. Then I watched you fade away while I was holding tight to you. Until the nurses pulled me back and said there's nothing you can do. Ain't it funny how it all works out? Ain't it funny how it all works out? Ain't it funny how every now and then the unfortunate kind get lucky sometimes?
There's a song called Oh Lover where there's kind of a Bonnie Clyde feeling to it. There's nothing left to do except to rob a store.
Yeah, that's a song about desperation.
Yeah.
That's a song about a man who has literally worked his entire life, working hard just to keep his head above water. And it's about getting to that point in life where you can't keep your head above water and you have to do something that's morally questionable. I wrote that song about a little store in Reidsville called Stadler's Grocery. Stadler's Grocery is on 14 between Reidsville and Eden. And growing up, it seemed like every other week that store was getting robbed.
Right.
And it was in the newspaper. It was like, Stadler's Grocery robbed again this week. And I just started trying to put myself in that position of being that rock bottom.
You know that store two counties over. On Tuesday nights they only run one man. Now hear me out, I know it's risky, but you gotta trust me, I got a plan.
We're going to go out with American Tobacco Company, which just sticks in my head.
Yeah, that was an easy one to write. I wanted to write something that was very much Reidsville. Anybody that grew up in that town, you know the Lucky Strike smokestack. I guarantee that every single person that grew up there, somebody in their family either worked the fields that sent the tobacco to be manufactured at the American Tobacco Company, or they actually worked the factory. Two of my grandparents retired from the American Tobacco Company, so 45 plus years each, sitting in a machine watching cigarettes roll off. It's a rough way to make a living. There was no air conditioning. It was hot. And this is before workplace safety was a concern. It was one of those things where if you saw a cigarette go in and you reached into it, you might lose your hand. And then they were just like, okay, we expect you to be back tomorrow, or there's another guy waiting to work your job. And so I wanted to write these songs, especially this one, about my grandfather. My grandfather served our country in World War II. He was in the Navy and came back from war, and there was this kind of moment of praise, and everybody was so happy that they were back. But then the reality kicks back in. It's like, okay, you're back in Reidsville. You have three kids. You have a wife. You know, we patted you on the back. Thanks for, you know, stopping the world from coming to an end, but business as usual. And so for the next 40 years, you know, that guy sat there, and I wanted to write a song about getting home and kind of being disillusioned, being promised this American dream. You know, we all grow up knowing it. And there's all a certain point in everyone's life that you come to the realization, it's like, they just tell you that, you know, it's one part luck, one part hard work. And then even if you have both, sometimes it doesn't work out the way you need it to. So I wanted to write kind of an homage to my grandfather. And that's what that song's about.
B.J. Barham's record is called Rockingham. He's playing at the Lincoln Theater in Raleigh tomorrow night. Thanks for coming in, B.J.
Thanks for having me.
Every day around lunchtime I start daydreaming. My inside starts screaming, wanting something more. Then I come crashing back to reality before the walls close in on me and crush me to the core. And I work my fingers to the bone just to have a little bit of something I can call my own at the American Tobacco Company, at the American Tobacco Company. Summer of 45, not a single place was hiring, but my cousin knew a guy. Now I sit here on a line and watch these big machines crush my hopes and dreams and the Pall Malls and Lucky Strikes. And I work my fingers to the bone just to have a little bit of something I can call my own at the American Tobacco Company, at the American Tobacco Company. Pull yourself up by the bootstraps, they say. South Pacific, yeah, this ain't how I thought that dream would be. Every single morning I walk into this building, I think about my children and the life they ought to lead, and I try my best not to look back. Just stare up at that smokestack and my troubles fade away.